When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What it is!
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage!
And this is
Hard Factor! And there is no one that does it better!
Right now, yeah!
Nobody does it better! I ain't repeating myself! Go ahead, tell me something right now!
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare!
And I'm not a racist! And I'm always cheering!
Oh, yeah!
Welcome to episode 1445 of Hard Factor. It is Monday, April 22nd, 2024, which is both Passover and Earth Day. Happy those to you. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. 80-ish percent accuracy guaranteed on this podcast. Everything you need to know in 40 minutes or less. But if you need more, go to patreon.com/hardfactor to support the pod. Today, I've got an update on the federal government that includes a literal self-immolation, not just figurative, literal, real thing.
Whoa. Immolation.
Did you say immobilization?
No, lighten yourself on fire.
He was. Oh, okay. I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. I mean, it's just, what they don't happen all the time, you know, so it comes back to you, though.
Know a lot of words. That one was definitely one of them.
We'll get into it, but the last one, I like a lot of people were defending him because it was like for Palestinian rights and stuff and awareness, and they were like, dude, just a throwback. That's not crazy. It's a throwback to the old ways of protesting. Like, he's a hero. And this one, everyone's like, this guy's crazy. Like, no one's.
That's two this year.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's got a manifesto who burns themselves. We'll get into it, you know, and so this guy's got one just like the rest.
We'll talk flame retardant his manifesto.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, his manifesto is burning with him. He's like, No.
No.
He's on the cloud.
You'll see how efficiently he actually executed it. I mean, he got his paper pamphlets way away from the gasoline. So we'll get into the details of exactly what happened. Wes has a couple of trunks just swaying and dangling in the streets to tell us about.
That's right. One in Montana, one in California. Just a couple of low hangers.
Nice.
Trunks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like in the back of a car?
Yeah. Dangling? Could be.
Danglers. Low hangers. Trunks.
Yeah.
BBLs?
We'll see. Mark's got a new hacking group to be concerned about.
You're going to be concerned about them. Trust me. Because they can hack you and they can do maybe something else to you. Ooh. Whack you.
Hack your body. Yeah.
Hack your
hack my body, baby.
Yeah. Gonna hack your body good.
That sounds kind of sweet.
Install that malware.
Hold Pat's, me for ransom.
Pat's back with maybe a story or maybe.
No, we're talking about a preschool teacher who she don't like people playing around with her at work.
Don't play.
Because she might kill you.
Oh, wow.
Don't prank with me or I'll kill you.
That she has. Did I say gun? I meant is. Gun.
Guns. Okay.
Oh, multiple. Yeah, well, she doesn't like the playing around.
So. Playtime.
Keeps that thing on her.
She says playtime's over after she shoots you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that most preschool teachers are on the cusp of a massacre at any given moment.
Man, tough job. But that's the thing about a good preschool teacher. That's literally the factor that makes a good preschool teacher. Yeah. Most humans would be on the cusp of a massacre.
Yeah.
The preschool teachers are the small portion of the population that are immune to that.
You
denier.
Hope.
Usually, you hope. But not always. Yeah.
Like in this case, yeah. And real quick, I just want to say about my father who passed away on Friday.
he's a great man and made me who I am. And I love him. And you may have figured my dad died. Bummer.
Well, we love you. So
love you too, man.
Love you, Pat.
We love Big Mike. R.I.P. He was the man.
R.I.P. Yeah. He was the man.
He was.
He was the man.
The best. The absolute best. Well, Pat, you know, things will get better with time.
Yeah, hard, baby.
Hard to fill a hole like a legendary one like Big Mike held.
Live comment. We're back on lives. YouTube Live. Chris Slate says, "Big ups, Pat. Pat, he made a beautiful man." He's talking.
Thank
about
you.
He's talking about you, Pat.
And I got to tell you, I didn't know what a hole he left until my sister eulogized him, and I was like, "Damn, better get to work."
Draws a lot of water.
This man accomplished a lot of things.
Community, yeah, anyway. Big Mike, legend. So
anyway, all right, let's laugh. What's
let's
up?
Do
he would have liked that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Let's do the news.
He What's likes that? Big holes too.
All right.
Yeah. You got to check out some of his literature, Pat. I don't know if you've posted something, but I mean, just
I'll post something. He wrote a paper on social capital years and years ago. That's become like one of the preeminent papers on social capital. And I got to read it. I've only read his poetry. I've never read his academic papers, and that's a journey I'm going to go on.
He wrote some poetry in college about partying and
but you're
down.
Reading through it and you're like, this is sick, and then you realize it's about your mom,
right?
Oh yeah, but
he didn't drop that to the last page, you
but
know?
You're Boy, but for
he's
your
really
friends,
giving it to this lady.
But for your friends, it's an awesome read.
Damn,
yeah,
it
like great. Yeah,
it's like the crying game. Anyway, let's laugh.
All right, a bit more personal news before I hop into the federal report that includes lighting yourself on fire. I had a very happy 420 over the weekend. Hopefully you guys did as well, as the steak, egg, and cheese bagel was back at my local McDonald's. Yeah, ordered it straight to the house. Delicious.
So, well, you told me it was gone, and then I went to like two McDonald's in a row, and it was not there. But then I hit this other McDonald's, and there it was.
Yeah. Dude, I think you have it in the Midwest, Pat. You might have it in Illinois.
In the Midwest,
it
came
first.
North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they have it here.
No
rhyme or reason.
It's back in Reno, which is like way out west. So maybe $7 a sandwich, but you can't put a price on happiness like that. Eating a steak, egg, and cheese bagel on 420.
It's the best breakfast item, but it goes right through you. You got to be near a toilet within an hour.
Immediately.
Yeah, you need to be maybe 15 minutes. You need to be near a toilet. By the time,
I mean, like,
if you eat it
like
slow,
clockwork.
If you eat it slow, you might have to put it away in the microwave and go finish it when you come back from the toilet.
A lot of grease on that puppy. Yeah, it slides right through. But it also gets you going in the morning. So
yes.
Steak, egg, and cheese bagel. If you're young enough where you never had it before in your life, because like last time I had it was like when I was a teenager. So cash in while it's there, you know?
Still greasy.
Experience of a lifetime. All right, into the federal report. NASA, first up, keeps getting more information on the moons of the solar system, including studies into Saturn's ice-covered ocean moon, Enceladus. Yeah,
it hates women. It's their fault. It's their fault.
It really is. Pat, you're right. Enceladus.
Incel I am.
Yeah.
Well, you're one too, right?
Yeah.
Enceladus.
He does. Those.
It's like the king of the incels. And it actually may be able to support life. But obviously, being the Enceladus, it suffers from shrinkage and a hard shell due to the icy exterior. And they've also been, Jupiter's volcanic moon Io keeps getting better and better pictures as the Galileo telescope orbiter gets closer to its end goal of crashing into Jupiter. Started like a death spiral in the orbit, you know, to take pictures. And unlike the watery Enceladus of Saturn, the volcano moon of Jupiter does not look like it would support life very
Man,
well.
And Enceladus may just be able to support life, but let's be honest, that's not living on there.
One generation's worth, because they're not going to knock anyone up.
Yeah, right.
But they're gonna sweep the intergalactic E-games. They're gonna take that title.
They will. Sure. Mark, this will make you happy. The reason that Enceladus is back in the news is because scientists are talking about how they won't stop until they collect any living microorganism that exists in the sea under the ice.
No, that I can get behind. Yeah,
Of course,
you want that?
Of course, they won't stop.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what kind of thing is that to say? Like, Wes won't stop until he wins the lottery. It's just not going to happen.
Keep giving me money. I'll keep looking for life.
Yeah, I'm just waiting.
I mean, how far away is it? How many years to take the fight to even get there?
One of Saturn's moons. Yeah, it's pretty far.
The hard factor pool's got to hit one. I'm just waiting for a text from Wes one night because I know I'm going to get it eventually. And he's like, "I'm on the run. We won." Like he's
no, you'll get a letter.
Yeah, you'll get it. Yeah, you get a letter. I'll turn off my phone.
Don't worry, I'm going to pay you, but I can't tell you where I am for a few days. I'm on the run. I'm waiting.
I'll call you from a pay phone.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's exactly what NASA is going to do when they find like the start of Prometheus on Enceladus.
Hang on, Allie, hang on. I'm going to call from a pay phone. This might be it.
Yeah, I heard it from Wes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot like they're Wes and NASA share many similarities. All right. Moving on to the next part of the federal update, the Trump date, former President Donald Trump, he's in court again, being accused of being a dick and nodding off in court, as always, as we've covered. But what happened outside Trump's latest hush money trial with Stormy Daniels in New York City is what we're talking about right now. On Friday, last Friday, 37-year-old Florida man Max Azzarello, here he is.
Oh my God. If a man was a rat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he has a radish look about, and he's like winking and has his tongue stuck out in that
seedy
one
fellow.
Shot. Yeah. Yeah. Does
he have a curly mustache? What is that?
No, that's like it's like a watermark.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's a
but
brand.
Also he
that's
like
a
has a thicker mustache over a light beard, long hair. Looks like he does some drugs, probably, right?
Probably.
When he's winking and sticking his tongue out at his mugshot, that usually means does drugs.
Yeah, right. That's what I think too. So what he did, as you can see on the ground behind him in the picture I'm showing you, he tossed a bunch of pamphlets in the air outside of the Trump trial on Friday. Then he poured gasoline all over himself and self-immolated by lighting himself ablaze right outside the courthouse at 1:39 p.m. local time. And so I'm showing you a clear picture of him on fire because there was actually like tons of full videos of it being posted to social
media
initially.
There were years worth of warnings. Yeah.
But. Did you get... Look,
look at the Talk guy in the
teachers,
back.
There were warnings.
Yeah.
Look at the guy in the back of the picture. He's standing there watching this guy on fire with his hands in his pockets. You see that guy?
He's not taking a video.
Well, it's New York, you know.
He's just got his hands in his pockets watching this guy burn.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That's crazy. Like you don't see that every day.
Five cabbies honking at him.
Yeah. He lights a cigarette. Yeah.
Ooh, look at what's going on over there.
Yeah.
Why'd he do it, Willie?
Well, yeah, I mean, he did it because we'll get to his manifesto in a second. The pamphlets, Pat, that he tossed out. That's why he did it. But
which like, he burned, though, right?
No. They survived. I'm telling you. Flawless execution here.
He's like, well, they were paper.
He's like, hurry up and read it.
Yeah, no, that was a huge, huge flame. It was a massive flame. I mean, the wind goes the wrong way. Those pamphlets are toast.
He was good about his area control, even while he was burning to death right there. He somehow got his stack of pamphlets to stay unlit the entire time. But yeah, it was nuts because people were posting like full videos of it last week. But most of them have been removed from social media by now. And Max, Pat, here's why he did it. He's a self-described investigative researcher. And Max's pamphlets, the ones that he tossed out effectively right before getting tons of videos, you know, posted all over social media of him doing this. They pointed you to his Substack, a newsletter called the Ponzi Papers. Okay. And so that's his pamphlets. It says the true history of the world.
Haunted Carnival Edition.
Right. And then that points you to the Ponzi Papers, which is his Substack newsletter, where Max detailed how Biden, Trump, Hollywood, Big Pharma, and others have all worked together to secretly create what he calls the haunted carnival, okay? Or a totalitarian con to create an apocalyptic fascist world coup, and they're about to do it, pull the rug out from under everybody's feet right now, the haunted carnival. So,
oh man, would love to get in his podcast feed.
Yeah, is he suggesting that other people self-emulate, or is that just to get this?
He's raising awareness. He's just spreading the word. Mark, this might describe it exactly why he did it. He said, like, he was expecting a lot of, like, you know, people to be around because it's a Trump trial, right? But I guess people are so fucking sick and tired of Trump trials that there was actually nobody around. So he screamed at a group of reporters right before he did it to get their attention. He goes, "Biggest scoop of your life or your money back." And then he tossed the pamphlets, doused himself.
Ooh. That's a great line.
Sick. That's sick great. Death line.
Yeah, it's a sick death line.
I mean, you gave his last words.
Yeah.
You have to give him credit for that one.
Well, I'll tell you what, right? I mean, yeah. If you're going to.
A lot of people don't know this. There's like only, I think only one gas station in Manhattan, and it is hard to get gas there. So, like, big ups to this guy for.
Yeah.
He's like, hot off the press.
Yeah. Going back to what he looks
this
like.
This story's great, smoking.
Great description from Tiller in the live chat on YouTube says, Aaron Rodgers after two more ayahuasca trips. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, didn't like he? I saw an Onion headline, but then I saw either someone got by the Onion headline or like they digged in. He like kind of said that the HIV virus was manufactured by the government. And I think.
Yeah, he believes. Headline,
but I think I think he mentioned it in an interview.
The manifesto goes deep, Mark.
That's Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers thinks HIV was created by the government.
Max Azzarello and Aaron Rodgers probably share a lot of similar beliefs. Like, yeah. I would imagine, right? Because Max believes that, like, basically it's all been, yeah, like perpetrated, right? Every single thing. Right. Every single bad thing is perfect.
I like Haunted Carnival too. He's got a few catchy things going for him. The guy's a catchphrase machine.
Yeah.
Well, and he chose pink.
He chose pink for his pamphlet color when he went into Kinko's. He's like, I need something. I need something that's going to get their attention.
I catch. Yeah. Everybody's got pictures of the pamphlets.
Pay extra.
Yeah. If he was alive, we could use him for marketing. The guy's catchy.
Maybe he's still alive. This could be a.
Yeah. Listen to Hard Factor. No, he passed away at the hospital later.
At the anyone out there wants to self-emulate for Hard Factor.
Oh, my God. No, wait. We do not endorse.
Yeah. So I mean, I guess he accomplished his goal.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the best executed, highly visible self-emulations of all time.
This podcast is fire.
Thanks. That's scary. Yeah. That's an insane thing to do. That's probably the most insane thing you can do.
Everyone gets buyer's remorse when they self-emulate? Because there's really no going back, right? I mean, once it's on, it's on.
Once you're burning all over, you're probably, you know, it's over. Yeah, it's
tough. Someone help!
There's the Rage Against the Machine self-immolation, right?
Right.
The monk,
that was a monk, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then there was the one, the military guy who burned himself earlier this year.
That's the guy who, like, the people that were on, like, the pro-Palestine side, which, of course, you know, like, no
it's
lives.
It's big. It's
no
making a big comeback.
A lot of, like, the very far left people were like, he's a hero. Look at self-immolation. It's got a history with monks and stuff like that. And, like, they're like, this is really cool. But this guy, Max, is so crazy and thinks that everyone's in on it, that, like, people aren't, like, really dapping him up as
Aaron Rodgers is definitely dapping Max. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hot trend.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a hot trend. Literally has been picking up, Pat, self-immolation since we started this show back in 2018. And then one day later in D.C., a House vote that would have really upset Max if he were still around to see it. The House voted on Saturday to approve $95 billion in aid to Ukraine, gets 61 of those billions. Taiwan, who gets 8 of those billions, and Israel and Gaza at the same time, interestingly, who get 26 of those billions. And so that would have really chapped Max's ass, you know?
What a chess move that is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially the one that funds two sides of a treaty dispute, right? That one would really, Max would have probably been pretty upset on that one.
Glad he didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
He was
gone by then.
Did you guys see the Marjorie Taylor Greene speech on the floor opposing the bill?
No.
It was the dumbest thing of all time. Her take was, you know, if we give money to Ukraine, we're essentially killing Ukrainian men, right? Because they should just lie down.
Continuing the war.
Take them. And it made me think that, has anyone ever busted out the happy or the Billy Madison meme that is the dumbest, most incoherent thing? You could only do that once in your tenure. Yeah.
No.
But if you dropped that on the floor, bro, like if you pulled a screen out and played that.
I award you no points. May God have mercy on your soul.
Exactly. The most succinct argument against it would probably be, why spend $95 billion when you're already over $35 trillion in debt? That would be probably the most basic question. But perhaps most interesting to most listeners, the House also included language in the bill to ban TikTok unless ByteDance sells to an American owner. So the exact same thing that Trump tried to do but got blocked on during his presidency. We're also still building the border wall, pumping more oil than ever, and printing money faster than we can make it. So I'm pretty happy that Max isn't around to see those ones either, because this would have just blown his head, you know?
Yeah. What if he was just like badly burned and he was in like the trauma unit and he's hearing all this stuff?
Yeah, did he die? Oh my God. I know.
I think this killed him, Wes. He tried to make it in the hospital.
That news would have finished the job.
He heard about all this happening, the vote, and this was it. Mm-hmm. Republican Speaker Mike Harry Potter Johnson slammed his gavel wand for the House over the weekend. And so we'll see if the TikTok ban language makes it through the Senate intact this week, because obviously they're definitely going to pass the military aid.
And that would mean, unless you have a VPN, you can't get on TikTok in the US, right? That's what it means?
I doubt you'd be able to with a VPN, man. Like, you can't get on a sports book with a VPN.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So it could be big. Most people are probably more interested in the TikTok ban than the other thing. And anyway, don't get so bent out of shape about current events that you're going to do the whole self-immolation thing. It's way easier to just, get a second job to battle that inflation and then sign up for badass services like Bespoke Post, okay? This spring, the best box you'll open all month is from Bespoke Post, and their new seasonal lineup of must-have Box of Awesome collections. The Box of Awesome is filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands around the world. Let's see what I got this month. How about these incredible sweatpants that I'm still wearing right now? Just because you couldn't really see them because my camera angle, but trust me, they're on my legs and they are very comfortable, okay?
Dude, they shipped you sweatpants. That's amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah, sweatpants. They came with a very nice like long sleeve tee with them. Extremely comfortable lounge wear for around the house. So whether you want to drink and eat more awesome, dress and travel more awesome, or explore more awesome, Box of Awesome has you covered this spring. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. It's free to join, and they release new items every month across a ton of different categories. When you become a member, you'll have access to stellar discounts across a plethora of products. We're talking 30% off or more sometimes. Plus, with each Box of Awesome, you're supporting a small business. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small up-and-coming brand. It's free to sign up, and you could skip a month or cancel anytime. Get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code HARDFACTOR, all one word, at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code HARDFACTOR for a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment. Boxofawesome.com, code HARDFACTOR.
Hell yeah. And Wes, before you go, real quick, I just wanted to say on self-emulation, it's getting a little played out. It's not that creative anymore. Also disrespectful to like the first monk that did it, in my opinion. You got to do something creative. Like, how about someone freezes themselves into like a block of ice or something like that? Right.
That'd be cool.
With a sign.
Yeah.
I think they should bring back going over the Niagara Falls in a barrel. That's what I think they should bring back.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Or like set the barrel on fire too when you're going over.
Yeah. Throw out some pamphlets as you're going over.
Yeah.
They're waterproof.
They're laminated.
That's way cooler.
Yeah.
They're in the cloud.
Remember all those guys that got the first woman to go over the barrel? They convinced her that it was a good idea?
Yeah. No,
the one guy got his wife to do it, and he went to the bar, and he's like, she did it. And then she showed up, and she survived. He's like, oh. Up.
Yeah.
That was great, honey. That. The barrel works. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you survived that, sweetheart.
What are you so happy for today, Steve? Let's just say I don't have a problem anymore.
Yeah. Let's just say I'll be here all night. All right. This guy's is Ventura City Attorney Andy Hugland. I should say former Ventura City Attorney Andy Hoagland. You see, last week, Andy was unanimously ousted by the very upset city council. Hmm. And last week after the firing, Ventura Mayor Joe Schroeder said in a statement that the firing of Andy was due to a, quote, personal matter. But now the full details are emerging, and it appears that the personal matter is that Andy may have exposed himself, pulled his trunk out to some people at a Chick-fil-A.
It's pretty personal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a crime.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of a funny crime if it was like a crime of passion, right? If it was just like an argument, dick pull out.
No, look. Look, when I eat Chick-fil-A, sometimes I rub my penis a little bit unknowingly.
Feels good.
Yeah. One time I got home from the drive-thru, I looked in the bag, and there was like 10 extra Chick-fil-A sauces, and all of a sudden I looked down and my dick was in my hand. And I was like, I had no idea. That's why I don't eat at the restaurant. I have to go to the drive-thru.
You think that's what happened with this guy? He was just excited.
Yeah. Well, you go to the restaurant, there's too much sauce around. You know what I mean?
I think it's, you know, like people get mad at mimes, right? Because they're like, or like the, people try to get the guards at Buckingham Palace to talk.
Yeah.
I think there's something about like the wholesome Christian workers at Chick-fil-A.
Could be it. Yeah.
Right? Where like, that makes I always you test them on the thank you.
Yeah.
I always get a my pleasure back, you know? And I think they just want to watch them break.
Yeah.
You put the your number tent over your junk. Yeah. So they have to come collect it. Take the
tent. Is that how he did it? Yeah.
I don't know how he did it. I mean, they
look
said
at her, so pure, so good. Yeah. Look at her.
She's 15.
I'll show her.
I've got your card right
she's
here.
She's better than me.
Yeah.
With her faith.
So yeah. Anyway, the chief of police told the Times, quote, upon arrival, officers interviewed witnesses and gathered information regarding the incident, which is, you know, I'm sure they were like, this guy pulled his dick out. And the chief said, ultimately, due to the conflict of interest, the case was referred to the sheriff's department. And his lawyer is saying that there is an investigation pending, no criminal charges. He says that we're optimistic that the investigation will bear out that Mr. Hoagland did not commit any criminal acts. There's much exaggeration over some people who got upset at a Chick-fil-A. And to me, these cases are pretty cut and dry. Either Andy, you know, did take his dick out and started, you know, making aggressive eye contact with people, or he didn't.
Is he going with the broken pant defense?
I don't know what he's going with.
Wore the wrong pants.
A lot depends on how it happened, right?
Yeah. Remember that guy who owned that building in San Francisco and just kept door dashing? And then sitting there nude? What was his defense?
What a gambit. No, yeah. Some did he get off?
Just love it, man. They just got off. Well,
he got off for sure, but did he get off?
Yeah, he's hoping it's the same driver. Where is she?
I think Pat's right, though. I think it is. I think it is the pureness of the Chick-fil-A staff that got him going. That he wanted
telling
to.
You.
Yeah, drove him nuts. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Was either that or a Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
Look at her. She's gonna get married and only see one of these things.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not enough.
Drove him mad.
Drove him crazy.
His attorney, blah, 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 said that he was a respected member of the community and that the city acted in a panic and not logical reasoning. And, you know, call it panic, call it hastily firing a guy for showing his dick to a bunch of Chick-fil-A people.
You make tomato, one mistake, you know?
Tomato, tomato. Yeah.
So he's going for like a wrongful termination suit or something if he can get out of the charge.
He's saying everyone's blowing this dick out of the pants thing out of proportion. It wasn't that big of a deal. You know.
One dick out of a pants, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. So a couple people saw his penis in a restaurant. No big deal.
So I dropped some bubble gum at a Chick-fil-A. What do you care?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Got some bubble gum on my pants.
They're going to get over it. No one was hospitalized.
They all prayed together later in a circle, and everything's fine.
Really, I gave him a story to talk about.
You forgive me, right?
Yeah. I wanted to show him what the devil looks like.
Like JC.
Yeah.
I hope this trial is televised. When is it?
It just happened. I don't know if there's going to be any charges or not, but he's definitely fired. So he's trying to clear his name, and that usually is bad for the person trying to clear the name, because then the witnesses will give more detail about exactly what he did.
Right.
And, it'll be terrible for him.
It's going to be a hung jury.
Yeah.
He was licking his lips.
Yeah. Don't worry. She won't testify, because that's a sin on its own. Have her having to describe it.
Your Honor, I've got a gag order here.
Come on.
He shows her the thing. Yeah.
May I approach the bench?
Yeah, so that's Andy Hoagland. Palate cleanser. People in Butte, Montana got a treat last Tuesday. I don't know if you guys saw this. When they were all finally told that there's a whole nother world outside of Butte, Montana. No, just kidding. No, the real treat was when Viola, an Asian elephant and performer for the Jordan World Circus, escaped. Took a little romp through the streets. Here's the video.
Yes.
Elephant walking down the road. Well,
I thought I'd seen anything, everything after I went to the big city.
Yeah. You won't believe what I saw today.
This meth is good.
They're just jaunting around. There's a casino right there.
Yeah, it's just running past the casino through the parking lot. It's awesome.
This dude running behind him like, hey, yeah, come back.
That's his trainer being like, Viola, Viola, Viola.
What a great day for Viola.
Where are you going, friend?
Yeah, yeah, so apparently she was getting a bath outside of the Butte Civic Center, and a car backfired, and then she just rammed her way through some like rickety fence they were certain would keep her in, and she eventually made it to a plot of grass, and she just started eating grass, and they brought another elephant, the only other elephant they have apparently in this circus, to kind of be like, hey, your buddy's here, and
lure her back in.
Yeah, so that she was like, oh, hey, Butte sucks. I'm coming.
They got 10
down
guys
from there, Viola.
10 guys to get in a fake female elephant suit.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah,
walk around in heat. Yeah.
Pretty cool though. Once in a lifetime. She was only out for 10 minutes. But I did a little research on the circus that Viola is part of, and people aren't happy. Here's one from Soso Ugu. Says the animals look sad and abused. You can hear the animal handler yelling with rage at them. The acts were human performers were nice. They're all talented, even though it could be a bit more organized. It's clearly unnecessary to have exotic animals performing just for a few sad, underwhelming minutes. And then this one called out, I think the elephants, Viola specifically, pathetic. This is a joke. This is not a circus. It's a joke. Two elephants, a couple of camels, four performers, cash grab.
Wow. Then,
yeah. Ringleader. Ringleader was talking on his phone and texting during the show. No tent halfway up in the blistering heat of Texas. And then he posted a picture, which is just real sad. So that's the circus that you get.
When he hates the elephant too.
He hated the whole experience. Yeah. He hated how much money he paid. He hated the ringleader. He hated how the elephants were shitty. And so, you know, just a word to the wise, if this circus comes through your town, you know, you're going to get what you pay for.
I get the whole animal thing. It's not like the 50s anymore where it's hilarious to have like a monkey dressed up in a suit and stuff like that with a little. But I think they should bring back the freak show circuses with human freaks. I would go to one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bearded lady, 8 foot tall guy, little tiny short midget guy, like all these different. Yeah.
I mean, I basically just Cyclops. Went to one at the micro wrestling. That was basically a freak show circus.
That's as close as you get these days.
They need to add elephants into that, right? So like, and bring in like the motorcycle and the cage guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All they needed was one camel.
Some fat twins on some motorcycle.
Yeah. How are they staying upright on that thing?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right. I got a quick one for you. There's a new hacker group in town, and they're hacking the shit out of people they don't like. They go by Sieged Sick. SS. That's not good.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. Nazi group?
Seeds was, no, no. Now, this is not unusual for like a hacker group. Right, think anonymous. Like hacker groups usually either go for social justice or profit or both. They're either trying to make a ton of money, hold your ransom, or they're trying to attack people that they think are morally against what they are for, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So Siege 6 seems to be in that category of going after people they don't like. And that happens to be people that are transphobic, because Siege 6 is described, from what I've been reading, as a gay, furry hacktivist group.
Oh.
There they are. There's two members of Siege 6. Here's oh, their
that's
here's,
so dude, here, that's debilitating. Here's their avatar. When you get hacked and then that's the profile picture, it's just two furries laughing at you.
Yeah.
That is just like the worst. That's
right
the,
before that's they the, fuck each other.
The lowest of the low, yeah.
Moments before they
fucking
bang.
Destroyed. Yeah.
Took their smelly junk, their smelly, sweaty, furry human junk.
Yeah, right after they hack you, they hack themselves.
Can't wash what, these suits.
Are they hack? How do they type with their little furry suits? They got giant keyboards. That's one
retractable,
group of people.
Retractable paws. Yeah.
Voice like command. That's one group of people I would not want coming after me. Gay, furry, hacktivists. That's a, that's a group that's willing to take it to the limit right away.
What do you want?
Let's stay off their radar. I'd like to go ahead and say now that we're not transphobic here. Don't hack us. Don't dox us.
No, we're covering the story to raise awareness. If anything, right. This should put us on your good side, SS. Now, maybe rethink that abbreviation there. That's a bad one, SS.
Well, they could do a shout out to Anonymous. They could be Animal Puss.
There you go. Yeah. I like it more.
Rebrand.
Less bad connotation.
You know what I mean?
For Anonymous.
Anyways, they made the news because they hacked the shit out of businessman Robert Sigg's right-leaning Real America's Voice news network. They hacked everyone that's like on their mailing list and everything, got all their personal information. And they said, we're doing this because Real America's Voice has put out a bunch of transphobic articles. So we're going to get it. We're going to get you.
We're going to hack you.
Why are they furries?
Yeah, we're going to hit you.
I don't get it.
That's what they do in their spare time, Pat. They happen to have computer skills,
but
they fuck the shit out of each other.
Pat, they're costumes. They're gay furry hacktivists. What did you not get?
Dude, right? I will buy any sexuality that you want to be, and I respect it, and I want to protect you, but I cannot buy furries. Right. As a legitimate sexuality, that's
Pat,
worth committing
on their list. Don't get put on the SS list.
It's worth self-emulating.
Yeah, careful about Pat. Yeah. But yeah, I think how it happened is probably they were doing, you know, a furry sex romp, and then there was some little pillow talk, like, what do you do when you're not dressed up like a squirrel? And you're like, I got pretty good computer skills. And they're like, no way, me too.
What are you doing when you're not getting pounded by
people?
A tiger?
Yeah.
But you have to throw in some animal sounds because they don't talk just normal.
Like, yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, I know how to hack a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I think that it came about just during conversation at a sex romp, and they're like, let's form a group.
Yeah.
All right.
Meow.
Why not? And then they were like, then they knew it was wrong.
All right.
There you go.
Let's go to Tennessee real quick, guys. Nashville, Nash Vegas.
Wow.
This is Shanika Cowart. Okay. Take a look at Shanika there. Shanika's preschool teacher, or was a preschool teacher, guys. Okay. And Shanika don't play.
No business. She keeps no that funny thing, business. Yeah.
She keeps that thing on her, which if she'd committed the crime I'm about to tell you about in about a week, she wouldn't be in jail. You wouldn't be seeing that mugshot. But Shanika effed up, and she committed it when she did last week. And that is, she brought a gun to school because there's a coworker that she has an issue with. And that coworker just wouldn't shut up.
Uh-oh.
Best to settle it around children.
It's the best to settle it around children. There's Shanika. That's her LinkedIn profile. She's open to work. Hashtag open to work. She, I guess, was overheard telling another coworker that she was going to shoot up the preschool. Okay?
It's about to be nap time.
Yeah. I want to be really clear. Shooting up a school is not funny. But I don't think this is what Shanika was doing. Okay? I think that this is getting swept into a potential school shooting situation,
when it's really that Shanika just really doesn't know how to manage her emotions, keeps that thing on her, and a coworker won't stop chatting her ear off.
Okay.
I have a feeling Shanika threatens to shoot up everywhere she's at 12 times a week.
Right. It's like, well, a common reaction. Like, yeah, well, I'm gonna I might just pull it out.
And... I'm going to shoot up my apartment if they don't shut up. Right. You know.
Guys, when Shanika
was arrested, stove if it burns another.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot up this washing machine.
When Shanika was arrested by the Rapid School Violence Response Team, she said, whoa. Yeah, keep that thing on me, but I wasn't going to shoot up the school. In fact, I wasn't even going to kill my coworker. I was planning on just shooting them in the kneecaps.
Just maiming her.
So that they wouldn't die. Okay, which I love. I absolutely love.
That's honesty.
A mother has come forward.
I listen to the president, okay?
I'm taking a word on that one, yeah.
I wouldn't even go to jail.
A mother has come forward and said that about a month ago, she instinctively took her child out of McCrory Lane preschool, which Shanika has misspelled on her LinkedIn. I don't know if she did that on purpose or who knows.
Yeah, throw you off the trail.
Shanika has a LinkedIn?
Confirm it.
Yeah. And I'm going to show you some of her
skills. Shut up LinkedIn a few times.
Some of her skills.
That's a frustrating app. How many times has her phone been shot up, man?
Look, like, guys, okay.
LLC. CEO at Always Strapped.
The academy at McRory Lane is where she worked, but according to her LinkedIn, she worked at the academy at McRory Lane, okay? And that's a totally innocent typo. No big deal, right? The mix, trust me, were complicated. And I had to look when I, even when I read it, and then I went and Googled to look at the school's website, and I was like, is it two C's there or one? I don't know. Innocent typo, okay? But Shanika's skills list that she brings to the academy at McRory Lane, there's a typo that's not so innocent, guys. So as you'll see, guys, these are some of the things that she's completed. The Building Strong Brains course, okay?
Yeah.
She brings the skill of SIDS, identifying SIDS, right? Sudden infant death.
Baby shaking.
Syndrome.
Yeah.
Well, that's Will, the one that is an issue. So there's something called shaken baby syndrome, guys, and it's horrible. You know, when people are around kids, some people who are terrible and can't control their emotions.
Sudden infant death syndrome when they die in the crib.
Right, right. But shaken baby is one thing, but she lists shaking baby as one of her skills on her LinkedIn.
She's an instructor.
And that's not what you want, guys. You don't want Shanika shaking your baby.
You just grab it. You just grab it like this, and then you just shake it.
For a lot of my skills.
Calms him down.
That's
a shaking
right
now. Baby?
That's not a typo.
Anyway, guys, how this happened next week, the Tennessee House is about to pass a bill arming all teachers, and Shanika would have been totally in the right for bringing two firearms to the preschool. But we'll keep you updated on that.
Does that cover preschool teachers?
What's that? Oh, yeah, we cover it's Tennessee, and it's a law about guns and teachers. All right. Everyone's cool.
So she shot out one of the C's in her school?
Yeah. No, yeah, I do shaking baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn. That's the show.
She's a chill.
Get out there. Check your LinkedIn's. I'm going to make sure there's no typos, and have a great fucking day.
Yeah. No, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, now get out of here.
That's
right
a little
now.
Rough, right? No.